It's the Morning Launch, brought to you every morning by Cap Knowledge Network. The perfect way to start your day with informative, inspirational and leadership-centered content curated and designed to kickstart you and your team. This morning we are featuring Charles Duhigg, journalist and author of Smarter, Faster, Better, as he explains the insights he gathered while spending time with Google's Project Aristotle, a research team assembled to analyze how teams work. Today, as you meet and greet your team, remember these key points. Number 1. There is no correlation between team membership and team success. Number 2. What is important is how the team interacts with each other. Number 3. The first key to a successful team is conversational turn-taking. Number 4. The second is when you as the leader create a culture of ostentational listening. Number 5. The two characteristics combined create what is called psychological safety. Number 6. When a team feels safe, it unlocks their best ideas, teamwork and innovation. You are the leader, and you have the awesome privilege and responsibility for people's lives and their family's livelihood. Your people should know you got their back and that you believe in them. You're ready to start your day, now go make it a great one.
One of the biggest questions is how to build the perfect team. And in fact, about 4 years ago, Google invited me to come spend some time with them because they were in the middle of a big project called Project Aristotle, a huge data study to try and figure out how to build the perfect team at Google. Initially, their hypothesis was that the best teams are teams where you put people together who like each other, right? Maybe you need a good mix of extroverts and introverts. Maybe you need people who are friends away from the conference room. And so they looked at the data and they did experiments and they found that who was on a team actually didn't matter at all. They couldn't find any correlations between team membership and team success. So then they started looking at how a team interacts. And this is where suddenly everything became clear. Because what they found is that the people who are on a team matter much, much less than how those people interact. That you could have enemies on a team together, or you could have strangers or friends, or people who don't get along, or all introverts or all extroverts. And as long as they treat each other a certain way, as long as there's a certain culture, then that team will gel. So as they started looking at these behaviors, what they found was that there were two in particular that mattered more than anything else. The first was called equality in conversational turn-taking. During a meeting or a set of meetings, if everyone speaks at roughly the same amount, then that team is much more likely to succeed. But just speaking isn't actually enough. The second characteristic that teams need in order to do well is called ostentatious listening. That basically, in addition to encouraging you to talk more, I, as a team leader or team member, have to show you that I'm listening by doing things like repeating what you just told me or closing my computer so I can make eye contact with you. If you have these two characteristics, conversational turn-taking and ostentatious listening, it creates what psychologists refer to as psychological safety. And psychological safety is shown as the single greatest correlate with a group's success. When a group feels like they are psychologically safe with each other, you unlock their best ideas, their ability to work together, their innovative capacities. Google's fundamental belief, as is true for many other companies, is that it's only when a team comes together that you actually get the best ideas out of each person and the best work at getting things done.
It's the Morning Launch, brought to you every morning by Cap Knowledge Network. The perfect way to start your day with informative, inspirational and leadership-centered content curated and designed to kickstart you and your team. This morning we are featuring Charles Duhigg, journalist and author of Smarter, Faster, Better, as he explains the insights he gathered while spending time with Google's Project Aristotle, a research team assembled to analyze how teams work. Today, as you meet and greet your team, remember these key points. Number 1. There is no correlation between team membership and team success. Number 2. What is important is how the team interacts with each other. Number 3. The first key to a successful team is conversational turn-taking. Number 4. The second is when you as the leader create a culture of ostentational listening. Number 5. The two characteristics combined create what is called psychological safety. Number 6. When a team feels safe, it unlocks their best ideas, teamwork, and innovation. You are the leader, and you have the awesome privilege and responsibility for people's lives and their family's livelihood. Your people should know you got their back and that you believe in them. You're ready to start your day, now go make it a great one.